At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is time for the Vibe Check. July 1st, Tuesday morning. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just...
Stupid.
You sound like you're just barely hanging on.
I am.
Like, man.
Did it really translate that deeply?
It did.
Yeah. These things happen.
Our friends are weighing in this morning. Are the vibes up? Tell us why. 585-252-9800 for the text line. What's up, Breeze? Who's here?
What up, everybody? How we doing? Let's see who's here. We have our girl, Nicole, weighing in. Nicole says, good morning. Vibes are high today because I'm feeling really good after yesterday's weather. It was nice all day and then rained at night. My perfect combo, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Because you know what? It comes down to this. After work, all you really want to do is unwind and relax. But you kind of feel guilty in the summer if it's 80 degrees outside. You're like, I should probably go outside.
And not yesterday.
No.
It came down hard.
Yeah,
my mom texts me. She goes, are you going to your nephew's soccer game? I was like, oh,
it's
what?
Not...
You can't possibly tell me there's a game today. That field's going to be flooded. I don't know. I'm going to have to circle back and find out.
Hardcore. They don't cancel for nothing.
No, they don't.
Rachel's here. She says, good morning, Moose and Breeze. Vibes are all right today. Today's my last day of work, and then I'm off for the remainder of the week. God bless America.
Yeah. That's a nice little break right there.
Stunning.
What do you do for a living?
I know. A lot of people are... either just took the whole week off this week or going to take the whole week off next week. But these things happen. All right. What about you? Vibes?
Well, I got to go to the cardiologist as soon as the show's over today.
Yeah.
Yesterday you were asking me, are you a little nervous? I was like, no, yeah. It's just I don't think so. Because the only thing I'm going to do when I'm walking there, I'm like, all right, let's quit the horse and pony show here. Just put me on statin. Oh. Let's get this cholesterol down and I'll be on my way. You know what I mean? Ooh. None of this like back and forth. We don't have to do all this. We did it last summer. Yeah. He goes, I'm going to give you a year. See if you can bring your cholesterol levels down on your own. If you can't, it's obviously, you know, you face some difficulties with being genetic. I'm like, I get that. So I'm going to try.
Yeah.
But the last time I got my blood drawn was what? 4 months ago? I don't think
Wasn't
much.
Wasn't it going down though?
No, I did a 3-day
He's
water
like, no,
fast.
It was going up.
Yeah, it went up like 20 points after I fasted for 3 days straight. They're
well,
like, this is
not great.
No, it's not.
But that was 7 months ago.
You're probably right. That was January.
Yep, and it's July. 7-1, baby.
So I just want to take care of that this morning, get that out of the way. But other than that, yeah, vibes are sky high.
Well,
I got dinner tonight with my boy. I know he's like, eat nothing but salad. What do you do?
Best of luck to you.
Thanks, Breeze.
Nothing much. Vibes aren't super high. Still don't have a car.
You'll figure it out.
That's fine.
You'll be fine. You'll figure it out.
Right, yes.
You have to manifest the car of your dreams, Breezy. I can see it now.
Patrice and I are a one-car family right now, so.
We do have to talk about that coming up, how that has affected your relationship.
Some people like it more than others, but we'll get into it. Who else is here? This person says, I am very excited and in my vibes today because I am getting a head start on my garden and everything's looking up. Perfect.
The gardens are just flourishing right now.
Get those tomatoes.
So 81 for the high today. Tomorrow is going to be beautiful. 81 and sunny. It's going to be outstanding out. Friday, 78. Thursday, 76. I mean, yeah, we're it's summer officially.
Officially summer.
But you know, because we live here, there's every morning I just have to take a look to see if by any chance the weather might go down to like the 40s. You don't know.
You just don't.
Coming up, Debbie Lopez, a mother of three, was diagnosed with ALS. She lost her speech and then her voice, and now she's on a ventilator, and now she's getting a second chance thanks to the Monroe Community Hospital with the technology they're using. And it's actually, this is a really cool story. We'll talk about Debbie Lopez and her fight with ALS and how she got her voice back coming up next on PXY Morning. Stay there.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Morning. On the number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome back to the show. Thank you guys for tuning in. Debbie Lopez, who's a mother of three, was diagnosed with ALS about 6 years ago. She was only 31 years old, and she started a YouTube channel at the time called Living with Lemons to provide updates to friends and family. And then as her condition progressed, her speech slowed to a complete stop. Now Lopez is on a ventilator and lives at the Monroe Community Hospital. She has been using an eye-tracking camera to communicate, and there's a camera at the bottom, and it picks up her eye movement, so she's able to just move her eyes around the computer screen, and it has all of her languages or all of her language programmed right in the computer. So Jamie Spencer, who's a speech-language pathologist at the hospital, says the voice was always robotic up until now. They used all of Lopez's YouTube channels, her videos, to obtain 10 minutes of audio of her voice, and a new AI program cloned it for her.
What?
So Debbie said, I was overjoyed that my voice would not be lost forever, because it is. It's a unique connection we have to our identity.
Yeah.
And this technology gave me back a sense of dignity. So the Monroe Community Hospital has a foundation that raises money for the cost of things that aren't covered by Medicaid or Medicare, and that foundation covered this AI technology at the hospital, and it's making it one of the only places locally that officially has it. And she says she's overjoyed to, in a sense, have her voice back.
Yeah, that's insane. I mean, we are just getting so on a different level with technology that you can literally still have your voice, even though you can't physically speak.
Yeah.
It's insane.
She's making the best out of her situation. But to be diagnosed with that at only the age of 31 is just a crazy story. Coming up on the show, you are officially a one-car family.
Yes. Yeah.
And by the way, your girlfriend Patrice has been so generous in allowing you to use her vehicle.
She's an angel.
Because knowing you, you probably haven't filled it up with gas once yet.
No, not yet. But I have to do that today. She's like, that's on your to-do list today. But what she said yesterday about being a one-car family absolutely blew my mind. And I'm just not sure if I'm ready for all of this. I'll tell you exactly what she said and if you can relate coming up next on PXY.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
Hi, Zoe. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, 81 for the high today. How many of you are a one-car family? So relatable.
So crazy.
Not... I don't know. I don't know how this affects you or your family by having one vehicle, because we've been talking about this a little bit. Breezy's been just struggling because her car crapped the bed. Yeah. The car she wanted to buy yesterday, they sold it on her.
Yeah.
So
devastated.
She was devastated.
I was ready to buy it.
Oh yeah.
I had no information on loans or anything, but I was ready to buy it.
No, she's a very... Listen, if there's one thing about Breezy you need to know, I've come to the realization she's an extremely impatient individual.
I am the most impatient person.
Like, she will, as soon as her car broke down, while she was waiting for AAA, she's on the phone trying to purchase a new one. Okay? Without looking at it, test driving it, what have you.
I don't see.
So now you're sharing a car with Patrice. She's allowing you to use her vehicle because you guys are a team.
Yes.
What's hers is yours. What's yours is yours.
Correct. Thank you so much. I'm so glad you get it. My girlfriend is genuinely such a kind and selfless soul, and I don't really know how she deals with me. We're still trying to figure that out. But she was like, listen, we'll figure it out for this week. It's a shorter week because of 4th of July.
Yeah.
And we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. And I'm like, okay, cool. And she works in an office. You know what I mean? She's at work the majority of the day. Her hours are like 7 to 3.
Got it. Yeah.
So she's like, listen, I'll drive you to work and then I can have, you know, you either get dropped off at my car and then you can come pick me up, whatever the case may be. And Moose so kindly and generously went 15 minutes out of his way yesterday to drop me off. And I grabbed her car and I buzzed around town with it. But last night, I picked her up from work, and she was like, honestly, like, I kind of like being a one-car family.
Oh, we're going to save so much money.
She's like, we just get so much extra time together, and like, I don't know. It's just not that bad.
Who would want that?
I'm like,
who?
What are you talking about? She's like, you will never purchase a new car? I'm like, no, I need a car. She's like, it would be fine if you didn't. I'm like, oh my God. What? So then we're in Wegmans last night and we run into her coworker who lives behind us, and she goes, Patrice, I can take you to work. Like, we live right next door to each other. We go to the same time. We leave the same time.
Knowing your girlfriend, she was probably like, absolutely not.
No, she was like, okay, absolutely. Like, we're one car family.
Oh, she agreed to it?
Yeah.
This is so odd considering the fact that
wants to be a one-car family.
It's weird because she knows you like I know you. You're never going to get gas. You're never going to fill up the car. And couples who have been married or together for a long time who are sharing a vehicle or not sharing a vehicle, they know that time, that's time to themselves.
Correct.
Like that commute to work and back, that's time you get to yourself. You don't want to share that with anybody. Sharing it with somebody, especially that early in the morning, sounds painful.
Correct. We don't talk that. We don't talk in the morning.
Right.
So I was just like kind of shook when she said that. And I'm thinking to myself like, well, I don't really want to pay a car payment. So
what happens when you both need the car at the same time?
That's what I was thinking too. So we probably won't be a one car family. But I'm telling you right now, I'm in no rush to find a car.
Breeze, I know how you are with your schedule, and you're all over the place, especially on Fridays. I have so much to do. I have so many places to go. And you start naming off all the places you have to visit right after the show that's on your calendar. Mm-hmm. It's not going to work. I'm telling you that.
I know, but she's at work. She doesn't need the car during the day. When I'm buzzing around, running my errands, doing all my things.
All right, why don't you take it for a test run next week when you have a full week?
Okay.
And see how it goes.
Okay. I mean,
what's your biggest struggle? If you're a one-car family, what do you struggle with the most aside from sharing the vehicle?
Also, is a one-car family, is it beneficial in other ways too? Obviously, let's name them. Like financially beneficial, obviously. You're only paying one car payment, or in our case, both of our cars were paid off.
Insurance is, you know.
Right.
Well, both of you have to be on the insurance. It's probably a little bit more.
Well, nobody has.
Nobody, yeah, I'm right.
Until you out us live on the radio. Thank you so much. I like just did an interview with an insurance fraud guy.
Yeah, no, okay, let's sweep that right under the rug.
Thank
no
you
problem.
So much. Dump that. I don't know. I mean, yeah, it could get a little hairy if we have to go different places at the same time, but I think honestly, it's better for the environment. I know families who do this, but they both work from home. So it's a little different. Like my cousin lives in Florida. Him and his wife both work from home and they have one car. And I said to them, like, when I, you know, realized, I'm like, how do you guys do it? They're like, it's not that hard.
Yeah, look at this text coming in from Elena. Breezy, I dropped my husband off at work at 6:30 a.m. I don't have to be anywhere until noon. A lot of times I sit in the Wegmans parking lot half the week just vibing. What do you do with
just
your time?
Vibing. Yeah. I mean,
I only ever notice we're low on gas after I dropped my wife off and I'm halfway to work.
Correct.
Yeah, this is the problem your girl's going to have.
So I don't know. We might be a one car family. My car that I was very much so planning to buy sold over the weekend, which is honestly just the most devastating thing ever. I'm like, are you serious? How selfish and rude. They're like, you had nothing down for this car.
Yeah, you had nothing down.
You had no ownership of this car whatsoever. I'm like, but that's like really rude. They're like, that's not. That's showbiz, baby.
Yeah, that's how it rolls. All right, well, good luck. Keep us posted on what you decide to do. But I think next week you should really put this to the test. You and your girlfriend sharing a car the whole week. Let's see how it goes. It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. We'll be right back.
98 PXY. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Why do we love watching TV shows and movies that make us sad and depressed and give us crippling anxiety?
It's really bad.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I hope this show doesn't do that for people listening.
I hope so, too. I mean, there's some people that call in that I'm sure you're like, ooh. But other than that, we're good.
Yesterday morning, I touched on Netflix releasing season 3 of Squid Games, this past Friday. Mm-hmm. And just how I'm a big fan of this Korean show. But the thing about this show is it's disturbing. In every episode, you're just left with this feeling of anxiety. You're on the edge of your seat. Do you think that stops myself or you from watching another episode before bed? No, of course not. No, it does not. We all watch shows and movies that make us stressed out, where we need a warm glass of milk before bed or a shot, whatever you do to calm yourself down.
Right.
But I think like anything, we just get so invested into these shows that we can't walk away from them.
Mm-hmm.
What's the one show or movie that wrecks you emotionally, but you just can't, you watch it anyways?
Like, it's to the point where my girlfriend, we're watching a show together and she's like, I don't think we can continue. I'm like, don't be a quitter.
Yeah, we're already invested.
Don't be a quitter.
It drives me nuts how some people watch an entire series and never finish the last episode.
But she's right. It does leave us feeling pretty shook up. I mean, the show that I'm talking about is Ginny and Georgia. I don't know if anybody else is watching it on Netflix, but there's a lot of murder, self-harm, eating disorders, depression. Like, it's a lot.
It's not
like a happy-go-lucky show by any means.
It's everything we want in a show. I mean, that's how, like, Euphoria did that for people. People were obsessed with that TV show.
I never watched Euphoria.
I mean,
I think I watched one episode and they were like shooting up and I was like, not for me. Not for me at all.
We have Chrissy Wing in that says, hands down, This Is Us. That show ruins me every single time and yet I binge it.
Moose.
That's a show I never saw.
Moose. So that show was on like as I was growing up. I think it came on maybe when I was a freshman.
Okay.
And it stayed obviously throughout
many seasons.
My high school career. And I mean, spoiler alert, but when that fire went down, I was hyperventilating. I was having a panic attack and my mom was like, so it's a show. You can't be this invested in something that's not real.
I am.
Oh my God. She's
I
like,
am.
I was crying harder than like I've ever cried before. My mom was like, what's going on?
Listen, I get it. Can I be vulnerable for a second?
Absolutely.
I've never shared this with anybody.
The floor is yours.
The season finale, the last episode of Breaking Bad, I've never been so invested in a TV show and a series in my life. I connected with Walter White. And the last episode where he dies and he passes away and the camera zooms up and you just see his body laying there after this journey of making meth, I just remember this tear rolling down my cheek. I remember thinking, this is it. This is the end. There's no more episodes. This is the end of the story. And now we close the chapter on his journey of being a chemistry teacher who makes meth. And I was like, it was the best show I've ever seen in the history of television. And I cried.
Wow.
I've never been so moved by a show.
This is crazy. Who knew the chem teacher cooking meth in his basement would really
not in his basement
at your heartstrings.
Who else is here? My boyfriend got me into Squid Games too. It makes me super anxious, but I like it. Seeing characters go through heartbreak, loss, or trauma, I don't know. It gives us something to relate to.
It just like doesn't make me feel good. Or maybe it's doing the opposite effect of like, wow, my life could be so much worse.
That.
And I'm anxious for this character and the fact that she's 16 and pregnant and her mom's going to prison for the rest of her life. Like,
yeah. You see, even in the craziest settings, like if you've seen Squid Games, you see people fighting for their lives and you start picturing yourself in those situations and it's stressful, but it's also exciting. It is. I get excited getting ready to sit down and watch the next episode. I'm excited, but I also know where this is going to lead to.
Where is it leading to?
Stress and anxiety. Colleen says, hi, Moose and Breezy. I'm listening to what you guys are talking about. And I just wanted to add that our brains can't tell the difference between real danger and TV danger. So it triggers real fight or flight responses, which weirdly feels good. I know it does.
I definitely shared this with you before, and here comes the whole, like, oh my God, not you being privileged, but when I was younger, like, I was obsessed with Disney Channel. Obsessed. I would record every episode on a VHS, and I'd have an episode guide, and it was like a whole thing. And I remember crying myself to sleep one night, thinking to myself, there's going to be an age that I grow up and I grow out of watching Disney Channel. And I truly was like, I was torn up about that. I was sobbing like so hard to think there's going to be a time where I'm not watching Disney Channel. And it really just, it blew me away.
No, of course. First movie my dad ever took me to the theater was to go see Bambi.
Oh God.
And I think that's where the anxiety started with my love of film, is just knowing I left that theater kind of crying, and I had a lot of questions that were unanswered when you see Bambi's mom shot dead. I'm like, damn, Disney really, really took it there.
They really just kind of ringed you right in, didn't they? Yeah, I don't know. It's TV and movies obviously make you feel something, but when they're making you feel more stress and anxiety than happiness and joy, I think that's what you gotta...
I think Colleen makes a great point. I think some of these shows just help us feel less alone in our own struggles. And that's what we're looking for, just to relate to somebody or something. I'll plug my movie. It'll definitely make you cry. If you guys want to see it, it's on Amazon. It's called Hot on a Conversation. So go cry.
That's three plugs.
It's PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy Breeze.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
So it is officially July, which means Pride Month has come to a close. But think again, because not here in Rochester. Rochester celebrates Pride all of July, so we have double the fun, baby. The celebration of the LGBTQ plus Pride took place last night at Henrietta Recreation Center out on Culkins Road. Organizers held a flag raising ceremony activities for the 7th annual Henrietta Pride Festival. Unlike, you know, most of the country, Rochester is different. They have to be different. They celebrate Pride all month in July. And I want to give a little update on the Pride Festival that's happening this year. It'll be returning on July 19th. Same location as it was last year. It's going to be in Highland Park, obviously where Lilac is, Lilac Fest. And last year, it drew over 20,000 people. We were on the float, Moose. It was very fun, making it the largest Pride celebration in Rochester history. Does it have to do with the location shift? Does it have to do with, you know, the route of the parade being different? Not sure, but
Park Ave was a little bit of a tight squeeze, but still, I mean, that even that the year before was a great turnout.
Yeah. Absolutely. So the festival will run, like I said, Saturday, July 19th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And it's going to be a really fun time. So come through.
Something's happening in Rochester neighborhoods again, you guys, due to another TikTok trend. And a lot of parents and neighbors are not happy about it. We'll tell you what it is. Plus, talk to one person who says it's gone way too far. That's coming up next on PXY Mornings. Stay there. 81 for the high today. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. What's up, guys? Ding Dong Ditch is back, but the problem is kids aren't, they're not doing it right.
They're not doing it right at all.
It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy Breeze.
It's a dangerous, dangerous TikTok trend. These kids are playing with fire.
Back in the day, if you were going to ding dong ditch somebody, there were rules involved. You had to be fast. You had to commit to the getaway. It was an art form. But most importantly, you had to use a freaking doorbell.
Right.
Some of these kids today, they're just trying to bust your front door down. And we can thank TikTok for this new trend.
Yes. It's a spin on the old ding dong ditch, obviously. But instead of ringing the doorbell and running away, the suspects are trying to kick in the resident's door, whether that be the front door. I've seen garage doors absolutely dented to bits.
Yeah.
And they're not just doing it at like 2 in the afternoon. They're doing it at like 2 in the morning.
Right.
While
you're people
sleeping.
Are sleeping. And that's alarming to wake up to. I used to ding dong ditch all the time growing up. And then when you got a little older, you would upgrade to like hotel rooms. Those were innocent, magical times, but kids today have to deface and vandalize everything they touch. Therefore, it's just not fun anymore. On the line, let's go to the phones. We have Dina on hold, who said this just happened to her a few nights ago when her and her husband just got done putting their child down for the night. Hi, Dina, are you there?
Hi, yes, I am.
Okay, so this happened to you? What is going on? Like, it's out of control.
Yeah. It's wild. It happened Sunday night around 9:30 p.m. My husband and I had just put our baby down, who's teething. So that's a feat in itself. And all of a sudden, we're sitting on the couch watching our show, and it sounds like a freaking SWAT team is busting down our door. So my husband gets up and goes outside, and we see these three kids running away. And he's like, hello, you woke up my baby, and you're also on camera.
Right.
I just don't get it. It's dumb. It makes no sense to me. Mm-hmm. And then we had to deal with being up with a baby until 4 a.m., who woke up in the other room. It was loud enough to wake her up. She's screaming.
Stop.
It was horrible.
These kids suck. They're not even ringing the doorbell. They're busting the door down.
That's literally what I was saying. Like, okay, we've all been dumb kids. We all do the little hee-hee, ding-dong ditch, all of that. But it's like,
no, it's like, it's,
why
it's
are you
property
like
damage at this
people?
Point. Yeah, it's literally property
Correct.
Damage.
Right.
I've seen videos
it's
of
wild.
Kids kicking the actual front door, kicking the garage door, like making as loud of a boom as they possibly can, all for TikTok. I'm not sure. I don't really know.
I don't know. It doesn't make sense. But like, I would hope parents would want to know what their kids are up to. I posted it in the Rochester Moms Facebook page.
Yeah, I was going to ask you.
One of the kids' moms actually got back and was like, why are you posting a screenshot of my child on this page rather than taking accountability? Yep.
What? Wait.
Yep. And I was like, the facial features are blurred. Like, you cannot see these kids. You would know them only if you were your kids. You outed yourself, ma'am.
Also,
what
your
do you mean?
Kid is busting my door down at 9 a.m. Like, maybe you should go handle that. What?
Yeah, so...
Right, 9 p.m. I wish it was 9 a.m.
Oh, excuse me, 9 p.m.
Did you explain to this mother the situation and what went down on Sunday night?
Oh, I absolutely did. And again, it was just the excuse of, well, why is my child's face online? Well, no, ma'am, it's not. It's my security footage, and your child's on my property.
Right.
Correct.
But it all starts at home, I guess.
Yeah,
can't blame the kids.
I guarantee you there was probably no repercussions.
Oh, absolutely.
No, you did the right thing by posting that because more people need to do it.
Well,
I don't know.
If my daughter and she's older and she's acting like a little turd running around, I would want to know. You know what I mean? So
no.
My hope was just, hey, have a conversation with your kid. This is an issue in our neighborhood. And then instead I get a PO'd mom.
Right.
Who doesn't see any issue with
and
it, but what
Dina,
are you going to do, I guess?
It's not just your neighborhood. Like, you live kind of bordering the city, but it's happening on the east side. It's happening on the west side. Like,
that's right.
I feel like there's so many people that are like, oh, this is such a city thing. Like, it's really not. Like, it's happening in the suburbs, and it's because these
it's
kids
crazy.
Are online, and they're chronically online, and they're watching other people do it, and they're trying to get, like, I don't know, clout, street cred?
If this has happened to any of our listeners listening right now, we'd love to hear from you. 585-252-9800. Ding Dong Ditch is back, but they're not ringing doorbells. They're busting down the front door. Dina, thanks for coming on with us this morning.
Oh, my gosh. Of course. Thanks for having me, you guys.
All right. Good luck. Stay safe. And congrats on the newborn.
Oh, thank you. Can't say newborn. She's almost a year, but thank you regardless.
You're so welcome. All right, Dina. Take care.
See ya.
All right. Bye.
Can I add this one thing? I just did a little bit of research also. There was an incident in Virginia where three teens were doing this prank at 3 a.m. and the homeowner opened fire thinking it was a home invasion.
Of course.
And one teen was injured, one was killed, and the other one got away.
One was killed.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is what we're talking about. With considering how trigger happy people are, we did this story a year or 2 years ago. That one kid pulled up into the driveway just to do a turn around and go the opposite direction was shot dead.
Shot dead.
Amanda says, these kids today are so bad at Ding Dong Ditch. They literally rang my doorbell and stood there. Like, they forgot the ditch part. I watched them panic on my Ring cam for a solid 15 seconds. Why these kids today think it's funny to try and bash someone's door is no longer is the reason why it's no fun. It's not fun anymore.
Right.
Jerry says, it happened on my street 2 weekends in a row. Live in Hilton. They don't ring the bell. They just full-on slam the door and run. I've also got a newborn at home.
I just have thoughts on this. It's like, if you think that you or your family's life is at danger, considering the fact that they're slamming your door so hard, it sounds like a home invasion. What are you supposed to do? Catering to dumb teenagers to get a couple likes on Instagram or TikTok or whatever it is, like, that is, it's not right.
It's not. When I was 8 years old, Ding Dong Ditch was my favorite thing to do to my next door neighbor. And, you know, when you get a response, you want to do it more. But she would never respond. I'd go over there, I'd ring the doorbell, I'd do it time and time again throughout the whole summer. Turns out she was deaf. I had no idea. All right, we're going to take a...
These things happen.
We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings.
98 PXY Traffic.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll.
I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show.
There. I said it.
Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Doesn't it feel better to just clear the air this morning and get it off your chest?
Just get it off. See ya. Gotta go.
585-252-9800 is the number to call or text if you feel the need to clear the air. This one is for your dad and for your girlfriend this morning. If your car is on empty and you hand it off to your partner without filling it, or your dad, you're a criminal. There, I said it.
He goes, I don't know. Someone texted it in. Who's to know? Who's to say?
All day long. You're welcome, Todd. All right.
Not you, just like doing the Lord's work. Mimi's here. She said, if you go to work with wet hair, your work will be poor. Someone who doesn't take the time for self-care or grooming, doesn't pay attention to their quality of work. There, I said it.
I agree. Do you remember months back, we did a segment on if you go to your job with wet hair, is it unprofessional?
Yeah.
And, you know, split down the middle. Some people said yes. Some people said no. Others weighed in and was like, I just came from the gym and showered. Right. I don't care. I'm taking
care of myself in that way. Yeah.
How many of you truly think wet hair at the workplace is unprofessional? Gary says, can we stop buying into the fact that airplane mode is an actual thing? It's not. I've never put my phone on airplane mode during takeoff. It's not necessary. There, I said it.
I haven't either.
Thanks. Yeah, well, planes are literally falling out of the sky. Thanks to Gary and you.
Single-handedly.
Yeah.
Haven't flown in years.
I don't know what airplane mode does.
I think it just like shuts off the functionality of the phone when it. This might be a myth, and I might be totally lying through my teeth, which is honestly quite common, but I think when your phone isn't on airplane mode, it could interfere with the servers in which the plane is being flown. Question mark?
It, to prevent interference with the aircraft system during flights. Yeah. Right. Very close.
Basically, this person says blue cheese from pizzerias always tastes better than any blue cheese you can buy at a grocery store. There, I said it. You are not wrong. Throwing it out there, when you get like packets from the pizzerias and it says Ken's, even if you go to Wegmans and get Ken's like brand, it doesn't even taste remotely
the same. Oh, it's not the same.
I'm like, is it the packaging?
It's not the same.
Is the packaging making it taste?
Well, when it's different? Sitting around in a warehouse in 90 degree heat. For months on end before it's actually distributed? Probably.
It honestly feels like a treat. You know what I mean? Because it just tastes so different and it's so much better.
I love blue cheese.
I love blue cheese.
Servers who don't stop talking while I'm trying to eat are not good servers. There, I said it. Damn, all right.
They're not.
Who wrote that in?
They're not.
We experienced that once together, didn't we?
Oh, my God.
Breezy and I went to a nice
Didn't
little...
Did she sit down with us?
I think so,
she
yeah.
She sat in our booth, and I was like, wait, what?
Can you go get our food?
We were like in Spencerport. I don't know what was happening.
Ben says, good morning, guys. Nobody actually needs 12 pillows on the bed. It's a scam created by Home Goods. There, I said it. Someone talk to my wife, please. Will somebody please have an intervention with Ben's wife? The 12 pillows.
Yeah. I mean...
How many do you have on your bed?
Eight.
I have four. I have two pillows to sleep on and two pillows to
match.
Well,
then that would track because you don't have someone sleeping in your bed. So the person sleeping in your bed would probably also have four.
No.
Yes.
What are you talking about? You have two pillows and then you have two throw pillows or the pillows that go with the comforter.
No. I sleep with three pillows.
You're going to develop neck hump.
Bring it on, baby. This person says, Don't Stop Believing by Journey is the most overrated song. There, I said it. I think it's been riding a high for quite some time. And I think it's one of those things that people just say it's popular, so therefore it is.
Yeah, you're probably right. Every bar you've ever been to and all of the U.S. of A. has played this song on the jukebox.
Like, as everything's closing, right?
You typically,
I guess it's a
yeah.
Closer.
Just a girl. I'm going to do right, that this morning.
That's enough.
Taylor says people who constantly post about grinding or hustling aren't actually working harder. They're just addicted to attention.
If you're grinding that hard, how do you have time to post about it? Riddle me that one, Taylor.
That's so true. My buddy is always talking about how hard he works, but yesterday he sent me 12 memes throughout the day. I'm like, you really are not doing anything with your time. Ray says, let me get this straight for a second. We can invent driving cars, but Heinz still can't figure out how to keep the water coming out of a ketchup bottle after the first squeeze. It's disgusting. Do better. This guy loves his ketchup.
Yeah, fully. This is a really aggressive one, but I'm going to say it anyways. This person says, people who tell someone who's having a panic attack they need to calm down need to be executed. There, I said it.
Oh, damn.
Oh, wow. You feel strongly about that, don't you?
And then I'll go
just
over
take a deep breath. They're like...
I told an ex-girlfriend one time when she was angry to chill out. That was the... And something in my head was like, abort, abort mission.
Yeah, that was probably the wrong choice of words.
Lex said, self-checkout didn't make things faster at Wegmans. It just made us do someone else's job. There, I said it.
Yep.
Dude, I'm a pro at those machines now.
I just went to Wegmans for the first time yesterday in months. I refused to go because I just can't afford it. I'm a starving artist. You know what I mean?
So, no, of course. I'm helping other people check out. I gotta figure out. Danny's got to get me on the payroll. I'm working harder than most people there.
He's like, who are you?
I'm just trying to get on his yacht.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
Manchild by Sabrina Carpenter. Moose and Breezy. It's PXY Mornings. Debbie Lopez is a mother of three, and she was diagnosed with ALS about 6 years ago at the young age of only 31. And she started this YouTube channel at the time called Living with Lemons to provide updates to friends and family on how she's doing. But as her condition progressed, her speech slowed to a stop. And then Lopez is now on a ventilator and lives at the Monroe Community Hospital. She has been using an eye-tracking camera to communicate. This is a crazy story because there's a camera at the bottom and it picks up her eye movements. Mm-hmm. So she's able to just move her eyes around the computer screen.
Interesting.
It has all of her language programmed in there, says Jamie Spencer, who is a speech-language pathologist at Monroe Community Hospital. However, the voice was always extremely robotic up until now. So using Lopez's YouTube channel, they obtained 10 minutes of audio of her actual voice.
Interesting.
And a new AI program, it cloned it. So now Debbie says, I was overjoyed that my voice would not be lost forever, but it's just a unique connection we have to our identity.
Yeah.
And this technology gave me back a sense of dignity. So the Monroe Community Hospital has a foundation that raises money for the cost of things that aren't covered by Medicaid or Medicare. That foundation covered this AI technology at Monroe Community Hospital, making it one of the only places locally that has it. And it's a really cool story because now it sounds like Debbie. It's her actual voice. And, you know, we've had
her voice is not lost.
We've had these conversations that how creepy we find AI.
Right.
But when you use it for things like this.
It's beneficial.
Yeah, it makes
sense.
It's
impactful for sure.
Coming up on the show, we're going to talk about what did you get stuck with after the relationship? Breakups can leave you with more than just a broken heart. This don't we know it?
Yeah.
Did anyone get stuck with a couch or the dog or something worse? 585-252-9800. We're hearing all the crazy stories of what people ended up with after the relationship went sideways. Coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will be.
When the relationship ended, what exactly did you get stuck with? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. After the breakup, did you get stuck with, I don't know, the couch, maybe the dog?
Emotional trauma.
Yeah. Maybe you're in the same boat as my buddy, and you got stuck with $6,000 worth of debt.
Oh, that's a knife to the heart.
Breeze,
how is that a thing?
I love my friends, but I have two or three that I can't help but question.
No, they make horrible decisions.
How have you made it this far in life? And we know breakups are rough. We get that. But what makes them worse is when you get left holding the bag. Literally.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So yeah. My buddy thought he met the one, and they dated for maybe almost 2 years. Moved in together, shared everything. Bills, the groceries, what have you. Long story short, relationship tanks last month. She just moved out, takes her plants, clothes,
damn,
the air fryer, which is probably one of the best kitchen devices.
Yeah, I know it is.
Somehow forgets to mention the $6,300 balance sitting on their joint credit card. He just saw the statement. Now, and everything's in his name. His ex was an authorized user.
But
of the card, which means, and call and correct me if I'm wrong on this, guys, but whatever the balance of that card is, he's responsible for.
Yeah, so I'm an authorized user of one of Patrice's cards. I don't use it. It's just to get my credit up.
Right.
So, but I don't think I can be held responsible for her debt.
No, she just added you on to give you permission to use the card, but it's all under her name. Right. This is affecting his credit. So this is on him. And she made it crystal clear she won't be giving him a dime.
Oh, she said, no thanks.
I'm out. And on top of that, she has the audacity to take the air fryer with her too? This is a disgusting human being. So what did you get stuck with after the relationship ended? Text or call us 585-252-9800 because some of you got left with more than just heartbreak. I mean, that's obvious. I've never lived with someone. Mm-hmm. So I've never been in a position where I was really left with anything.
Right.
Pair of Nikes they really liked, but I brought those to Goodwill.
So...
just because I wanted to be petty.
After a relationship ended, I had a bunch of stuff, like a microwave and rollerblades. I sold all of it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I mean, make a buck or three, you know? Why not?
Let's go over to Adam weighing in. My ex left behind her cat, and her mom still shows up to visit the cat.
Ew.
The relationship ended, but somehow I'm still part of the family. If anyone wants to adopt a cat, please let me know. Okay, maybe we can get you in touch with Lollipop Farm.
Interesting. Wow. There's also the other side of the coin is like, what did you steal from the relationship? Because I did that too.
Oh, I'm sure you have.
Sure did. But, I mean, legally I can't go into it. Anyways, someone here.
But in your mind, you're taking from the rich. You're robbing from the rich and giving to the poor, which is yourself.
Essentially.
All right, we got Eric on the phone. Eric, what did you get stuck with after the breakup?
Well, it's definitely a little different than a couch or dog.
Mm-hmm.
I got stuck with herpes.
Oh, my God. Dude, thank you much for sharing that.
Not you being so vulnerable this morning. Yeah.
Taking me a little time to come to terms with it, but not fun.
All right. Well, listen, this is a safe space. So what happened? Well, you don't have to go into detail.
I mean, I can tell you how. So I met this girl. We're dating for like, I don't know, 6 months. Things were going great, or at least I thought they were.
Okay.
Until I found out she gave me herpes. And then.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Is it oral?
No.
Okay.
That's so tough.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Okay, so continue. Yeah.
After I tell her, she decides 2 weeks later that she isn't, quote-unquote, emotionally available for me anymore and decided just to bail.
Wow, she left you with a permanent souvenir and then said, see ya.
The party favor.
Wow. Bold. Sorry that happened, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was pissed because she's the only person that I was with, and she never told me about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... I feel like... Isn't there, like, something about that that's, like, a legal situation?
Well, if you know about it. It sounds like she knew about it, though. I mean, she bailed 2 weeks later after you told her. No questions is it you? Is it me? None of that. She was like, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. See ya.
No. So when I brought it up, she was basically made me sound crazy and then tried to pin it all on me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now I have like this emotional reminder for the rest of my life that I clearly ignored some red flags.
Yeah.
Because, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, did you ignore red flags or did you just not know? Like that, I think there's a huge difference there. Unless you physically saw it or she told you, which it doesn't sound like she did.
I don't know, man. Sounds like she slipped one past the goalie. You didn't know at all.
The red flags are more just like the way in which she like conducted herself. But like, you know, this happened over a year ago, but like I'm still bothered and upset by it, but at least to come to terms with it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, that's all you could really do.
Thank you, guys.
All right, well,
I'm
Eric.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
Have a great day, man. Appreciate the phone call this morning.
I appreciate it. You guys have a good one as well.
All right, man. Talk soon. Bye.
That's my worst nightmare. That's my worst nightmare.
Jamie says she got stuck with a Peloton bike.
It's not the worst
talking
thing
about. First of all, shout out to Eric for being that real, because most people won't even talk to their best friends about something like that.
Right.
Let alone call a radio show.
Right.
So thank you so much.
I don't really know where to go from here.
I'm not really sure. Let's go to Lisa. Honestly, respect to Eric. That's real life. More people should be that honest. Yes.
Especially up front. Sorry. Yeah. But like, it's true.
Yeah, no, I was sure. You're spiraling right now. You're going back to all those first date conversations that you've had.
The first question out of my mouth was like, do you have herpes? They're like, what? I'm like, sorry. I don't know. I need to know. But it's a fear. You can never be too safe.
Yeah, you got to stay out of Brockport.
Oh my God. Not you putting it on blast.
Jay's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't
beat freezing.
Caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800 for Can't Be Breezy. This is to win a pair of tickets to the award-winning National Comedy Center in Jamestown, New York.
Crushing it.
We need caller 8. Let's go to the phones. PXY, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Kimmy.
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 So happy you called so we could tell you that's your caller 8. Woo! Well done, Kimmy. You're going to go head-to-head with our girl Breezy, who has 16 wins and 30 losses on the board. So
sucks.
She's crushing it.
It just sucks.
Kimmy, did you want to talk some trash before she leaves the room?
No, I lift other girlies up. I'm a girl's girl.
Ah, no, I'm obsessed
with beautiful.
You.
Beautiful. Okay.
I love you so
hopefully.
Much.
In that case, Breezy.
With that being said, you're going down.
Okay.
Yeah. No,
I'm kidding.
That's fair.
I'm kidding.
All right, Breezy's going to leave the room. The rules are simple. Kimmy, you got 5 seconds to answer each question. If you tie with Breezy, you're automatically going to get the win. Let's go to the board right now. Question number one, Kimmy. What do you call a group of fish?
A school.
A school, locking you in. A school of fish. Let's go to number two. Question two. When Michael Jordan played for the Chicago Bulls, Kimmy, how many NBA championships did he win?
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
When Michael Jordan played for the Chicago Bulls, how many NBA championships did he win? 5 seconds.
Oh, I don't know, like 23.
23 NBA championships. That's crazy. All right, let's go to question number three. Kimmy, what brand slogan is "Bet you can't eat just one"?
Lay's potato chips.
Going with Lay's, locking you in. Let's go to question number four. Which animal can be seen on the Porsche logo?
Oh, is it I don't know, jaguar? I know it's not because it's the Jaguar logo, but I'll say that because I can't think of anything.
All right, you want to go with jaguar?
Oh, wait, can I change it to like a horse?
Whatever you want. Yeah, you got to lock it in right now.
Okay, horse.
You're going with horse. Okay. And last question, Kimmy. What is the name of the tube that carries urine from the bladder to the outside of the body?
I think that's your urethra.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Final answer. We're locking you in. All right. Let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. We're going to go ahead and tally these up. How do you think you did?
I think I did okay. Not great.
You did okay, not great. You're looking at a total of 3 out of 5. Not too shabby.
I'll take it.
I'll take it. All right. Kimmy, stand hold. We're going over to Breezy. Breezy, question number one.
Okay.
What do you call a group of fish?
A school.
School of fish. Question number two. Big sports girl.
Huge.
Breezy's big bets. When Michael Jordan played for the Chicago Bulls, how many NBA championships did he win?
I always get Michael Jordan, the basketball player, and the actor confused. So, unless they're the same person.
No. Michael B. Jordan is very different than the regular Michael Jordan.
Well, I wouldn't want to share a name with someone like that.
You have 1 second to answer.
Five.
Question number three. What brand slogan is "Bet you can't eat just one"?
Pringles.
Going with Pringles.
I don't know.
Locking you in, Breeze. Question number four. You just got done shopping for car vehicles yesterday. You went and test drove a couple.
One, yes.
Breezy, which animal can be seen on the Porsche logo?
Oh, a horse.
Going with horse.
Yeah, I was test driving a bunch of Porsches.
Yeah, of course. Last question, Breezy. Question number five. What is the name of the tube that carries urine from the bladder to the outside of the body?
A catheter.
Going with a catheter. All right, Kimmy, are you there?
Yes.
How do you think Breezy did?
Probably about the same.
Really?
Hey, Kimmy.
Oh, no.
You won. Well done, Kimmy from Rochester. You got yourself a pair of tickets to the award-winning National Comedy Center in Jamestown, New York. Let's run through the board real quick. What do you call a group of fish? You both said school. Got that correct. How many championships did Michael Jordan win? The answer is 6.
Oh, come on.
Breezy said 5. Kimmy, you said 23.
Really just an overachiever.
Bet you can't eat just one. Ladies, you were correct. That is Lay's potato chips. Kimmy, you were right.
I know.
Breezy said Pringles. Which animal can be seen on the Porsche logo? That is a horse. Kimmy originally said Jaguar and switched her answer.
Oh, that is a Jaguar, Kimmy.
And what is the name of the tube that carries urine from the bladder to the outside of the body? That would be the urethra. Breezy said catheter. That's a good guess.
Wait, what?
We're talking about actually in the body. But that's
you said okay. Outside of the body.
Well, you're peeing outside the body. Yeah, sure. But anyways, Kimmy, you got that one right.
I'm going to challenge that. Catheter was right. We worded it wrong.
That's right. I'm so sorry. Kimmy, congratulations. Thank you so much for playing. I need you to say, my name is Kimmy from Rochester, and I just beat Breezy.
My name is Kimmy from Rochester, and I just beat Breezy.
She's not really a girl's girl anymore, is she?
No, literally.
Take PXY Mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow on the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
New York, listen up. Currently, 6.7 million of us have affordable health insurance.
98 PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Action! Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out the 2001 film, a very disturbing film, called Donnie Darko.
No, this was really bad.
Starting...
It genuinely could have been worse.
Let me get through this. It's hard to say that this was a bad film when you have people like Jake Gyllenhaal, Drew Barrymore, and Patrick Swayze acting in it. But before we get to Breezy's review on the film, where she will crap all over it, here's a clip of us acting out a scene from the movie Donnie Darko yesterday on Mooster Peace Theater. Take a listen.
Son, it breaks my heart to say this, but I believe that you are very troubled and confused. You're a very confused young man. I believe you're searching for answers in all of the wrong places.
You know, I am. I am pretty troubled and a bit confused. You're right about that. But I think you're the effing Antichrist.
How dare you! Get out of here right now! I am not the devil. You are. Get him out of here now! Now! God forgive him!
Cut! Tourette's at its finest. Absolutely crushed
just
it.
Just getting after
it. Let me get to the breakdown of this disturbing film, shall I?
No, it's really bad.
During the presidential election of 1988, a teenager named Donnie Darko sleepwalks out of his house one night and sees a giant, demonic-looking rabbit named Frank. who tells him the world will end in 28 days. When Donnie returns home, he finds that a jet engine has crashed into his bedroom. Is Donnie living in a parallel universe? Or is he suffering from mental illness? Or will the world really end? Rotten Tomato score this 88%, which is through the roof.
No, that's way too high.
Breezy?
I fear that's way too high.
I'm going to answer this for you. Did the movie hold up? Yes, 100% it held up.
Absolutely not. Nope. Nope. Absolutely not.
What was your take on Donnie Darko?
It was the worst movie I've ever seen. Thank you so much.
What made it bad, though?
That's the end of my review.
Well, I mean, what made it so bad? I want to hear it, but
it was so demonic and twisted.
All right, let's run through the list.
It honestly kind of reminded me of Slaughterhouse.
Slaughterhouse is really good.
No, it's...
I don't know what I like better.
Wait, you know what else it reminded me of? Like, actually, genuinely?
Don't say Human Tie the Piece.
Screamboat.
Yeah, Screamboat.
It was horrible. No, no offense, Tommy.
First of all, your brother, Max, is texting in right now to me. Direct message saying this is one of his favorites. And if anyone likes film, it's this dude.
Oh, my God.
He goes, I love Donnie Darko so much. And he wrote it in all caps.
Oh, my God.
I wish he would call in and do the review. Anyways, Breezy, back to you. Who's your favorite character?
I hated all of them. But honestly, Frank.
All right. That was your favorite?
It was really bad.
So for your least favorite, we'll just say you hated all of them.
Yeah.
All right.
Least favorite wins. Favorite was Frank. Disgusting creature, whoever that was. Did we know who actually acted Frank? Or, I mean...
Like the bunny itself, right, the demonic bunny?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's up on IMDb.
You know what kind of really just gets my gears going is watching such a screwed up movie such as this one and thinking to yourself, wow, somebody actually sat down and wrote this for a very long time and thought out every single thing in this movie. They need help. We need to get this person the help that they deserve. Richard Kelly, that's who directed it.
James Duvall played Frank. He played the bunny. This is such a weird movie. I love it so much.
Why did you make me watch this movie? Because you knew I would absolutely hate it.
Your brother says you're absolutely insane and you don't know good art if it knocked you in the face. All right, let's go over.
Are you guys bullying me? Oh my God.
What did you take from the film itself? Learning lesson.
Not much. I mean, like, besides the fact that I felt like I should have been on drugs. I hate sci-fi, and I learned that I will no longer be volunteering to watch any more sci-fi movies.
Okay, great.
Jake Gyllenhaal was very young in this.
He was. He did.
Same with Drew Barrymore.
We're talking 2001. He was portraying a teenager within this film. All right, Breezy, least favorite scene in the movie?
Honestly, hated the ending. I actually just hated any scene that the bunny was in. So Frank, although he was my favorite character, hated him.
But you
Wait,
hated
also,
him.
Also, not Seth Rogen being in this film.
Yeah, he also made an appearance. I'm telling you, there's a lot of actors in this film. And a lot of them, too, are trying to get their start. So they handed him a script. They're like, yeah, I'll do it.
Sure. This, you know what? You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of how you could have been a star if you took that one movie that they sent to you, The Tickle Couch.
Yeah, Tickle Me, Donnie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about that
Similar
anymore.
Vibes.
Yeah. Best throwback moment of the film for Donnie Darko. By the way, this came out in 2001, so we're going way back here.
It was so old. I could barely watch it on my TV. That's how old it was. But these things happen. I think, honestly, just like the street views, people being on the street, playing on the street, people don't do that anymore. Not in this day and age. They're inside in the cars.
I mean, 2001, the throwback moment you took from that is people playing on the street. Okay, got it.
Yep.
I'm trying to get your brother to call in because I want to hear his score, but we'll get to yours first.
Yeah, where is he really texting you right now?
Yeah. All right, Breezy, out of 5 popcorn bucket scores, what are you giving Donnie Darko, starring Jake Gyllenhaal, Drew Barrymore, Seth Rogen, and Patrick Swayze?
This is very generous, but I'm giving it a negative 0.5.
Wow.
It's very generous. Generous indeed.
Yeah, okay. So. I would have given it at least a 3.8. I thought that's where you were going with this. That's a terrible score. All right, your brother's texting me right now. Let's see what MaxiPad. Let's see what Max gave it. Brilliant filmmaking. Breezy is an insane. He's going with a 5.6.
Oh my God. Not it being off the charts. No, he's unwell.
98 PSY is free.
And always will be.
Got a very heated message from a listener asking, what would you do if you saw a family member giving your 4-year-old a sip of beer? A little bit of alcohol. Maybe a little vodka.
Uh-oh.
585-252-9800. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. And Diana from Farmington wrote in to us and says, hi, Moose and Breezy. I really appreciate you airing my message. Not happy with my father-in-law at all.
Uh-oh.
He's got a hard time using his head once in a while. But this past weekend, we're hanging out with family. I had to run to the bathroom for literally 2 minutes. I asked my father-in-law, keep an eye I'm the 4-year-old. When I came back, I caught him giving my son his beer like it was no big deal. I freaked out. I told him to stop immediately. And all he did was laugh and say, it's just a little beer. Relax. We all had our first sip young.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. What decade are we living in? I don't care if that's how things were done back in the day. It's 2025. And I don't think a toddler needs to be sipping a Corona at a family party. And of course, now I can't sleep. I'm up at 5 a.m. Googling if a few sips of beer can actually harm a 4-year-old.
Oh my God.
And now I'm just sitting here mad at him and honestly a little mad at my husband for brushing it off too. Has anyone else been through this? Am I overreacting or should I be seriously worried about this? Because right now I'm livid.
No, I would be too.
Thanks, everyone.
That's insane.
What do you guys think? Did Diana's father totally cross the line or is Diana overreacting? I had my first sip of beer at 6 years old. I turned out fine.
I know, but again.
I think it's a little extreme for her to be running to the computer to Google the effects one sip of beer has on a 4-year-old. It's going to be okay. It's mostly water.
Okay, but regardless, you're just making excuses for his poor judgment and his poor actions. She was like, hey, can you watch him? And then now they're doing keg stands together? Like, I'm so confused. What?
Hold my ankles.
Literally.
Well, I gotta ask, how old were you when you had your first sip?
I don't even remember. It must have been like, I don't know. My dad must have given me something.
My dad gave me a little bit of his, whatever he was drinking, Natty Ice, Jenny Light. I don't know. But I remember accidentally being...
I was cracking Labatt Blue Lights at the ripe age of 4.
Yeah, no, big time. Blue collar all day.
It's disgusting.
But my mom was drinking wine when I was a kid, and she left it on the counter. I thought it was Pepsi. So I chugged that bad boy. It was Cabernet. I was 6 years old. I was like, ugh. Now I love it with
it's
a little
red.
Charcuterie.
It's red.
No, all I saw was just in the lighting. It just looked like a black, just looked like soda. That's what it looked like, Coke. Let's go over to Melissa. It says, honestly, that would have been the last time my father-in-law was alone with my kid. If you can't respect boundaries, you don't get the privilege of watching the kids.
And that's on period. Like, come on. Also, yeah, I would be a little peeved at my husband, too, if he didn't say something.
Oh, my God. It's a little sip of Corona. It does nothing.
No, but if you don't nip it in the bud now, it's going to become a thing. You know what I mean? Like,
you know, you know what my brother and I used to do? You remember the old film capsules? That film would come in, the little black capsules?
Yes.
We used to take those, fill it up with boxed wine, and then sit in our Red Ryder wagon and just sip on it. 6, 7 years old. Oh, we
wine?
Yeah. Love a good glass of wine.
What is happening? This explains so much.
Brenda says, if my kid's doctor isn't offering him beer, then neither should grandpa. All right, I respect that. I respect that. Hey, good morning, Moose and Breezy. My son was about a year when he grabbed and got a little swig of margarita. He made a face, then grabbed for more. He's 15 now. It's perfectly normal.
He's 15 now, and he still asks for salt and sugar on the rim.
Tuesday's his favorite day of the week.
I love it. I'm sorry, but no. Like,
I think
yes, her reaction about like Googling and doing all that is extreme. I will say that. But laying the law down and saying, listen, Jerry, get it together.
Listen, he's eventually going to do it. But I think if you gave him a little taste, he obviously doesn't like it. No kid does.
No.
You know, and that's good. That's probably a good thing. Mark says, you know, it's
maybe
a generational thing.
At ripe, the ripe age of six.
It's a generational thing. My dad did the same with me. I lived. But yeah, in today's world, you can't just do that and expect no one to flip out.
Right.
Everyone today is just a little bit more uptight.
But
Diana, this probably won't make you feel better, but this is an Uber fact that I found. Hear me out. It was said until the 1950s, French children attending school were served wine on their lunch breaks. Each child was allowed up to a half a liter a day. It was believed that alcohol beverages like wine, cider, and beer had antibacterial properties which might have helped with the common cold.
Wait.
They were all drinking wine on their lunch break. Yeah, the Europeans.
They did things differently.
They sure did.
They did.
But
they do drink wine.
In a lot of Italian families, too. I would grow up, I'd be a little kid, and my uncle would always give me wine with a little splash of ginger ale in it. Right? Everybody's there.
Water it down a little bit. You know, you got to do it.
Kim says, pretty sure if we look up the definition of helicopter parent, we'll find this mom's face. It's one sip of beer. It's not going to kill your kid.
I hate how everyone's just downplaying her worry and concern. Like,
she's too concerned because the kid is fine. There's no lasting effects.
She's allowed to be pissed.
She's allowed to freak out. Yeah, but I'm just saying, regardless, whether he had the sip of beer or if he had three sips.
I would never talk to that man again.
You'd never talk to your father-in-law again?
Cut it off. See ya. If you can't be responsible, see ya.
We have a listener weighing in that says, regardless if it's harmless or not, why would you give a 4-year-old beer? It's reckless. Well, they didn't give him a shot of 151. It's a sip of watered down beer. It was probably a Corona Light. Wasn't even. Don't listen, Diana. Don't lose another minute of sleep over this. And I'll go over to
as long as it's not chronically happening, you should be fine.
No, you definitely don't want that. The obviously.
Addiction.
Alexa says, I 100% understand the gut reaction of alcohol plus baby equals bad, but one incident of the kid getting a small bit of 5% beer will not do any damage. Not saying grandpa was in the right here, but just make sure expectations are set for future interactions.
Correct. That's what I said.
Well, she sounds like she was pissed off enough that the grandpa might not be doing that again.
No. He won't be, unless he was too drunk to even realize what was going on, which also could
be an issue. So extreme.
No, he's blackout.
He's totally blackout.
Oh, dear.
Thanks, Diana, for the message this morning. We appreciate that. We'll do another Parental Confidential tomorrow on the show.
Are we giving away tickets?
We actually should. 585-252-9800 to win a pair of tickets to the award-winning National Comedy Center in Jamestown, New York. This is a immersive playground that brings comedy to life with interactive exhibits showcasing its greatest legends and funniest moments. 585-252-9800. Caller 8 wins them. Good luck.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart.
like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.